Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. The Real Kraken. In Nordic mythology, the Kraken was a sea monster that attacked ships and consumed their crews. According to legend, large shoals of fish swam alongside the Kraken, so fishermen brave enough to go near it could get large catches. The Kraken was first described in writing by King Sverre of Norway in the 12th century. And the myth became so accepted that the creature was listed in the first systemized surveys of the natural world written in the 18th century. Scientists now believe the myth originated from sightings of giant squid, which can reach a length of around 12 meters. These creatures live deep in the world's oceans and are rarely seen. Although a scientific description of a dead giant squid was carried out in the 1850s, studying them has proved difficult. In fact, it was not until 2004 that one was photographed in its natural habitat.
Questions. Number 13. What did legend say about the Kraken? Number 14. What does the speaker say about giant squid?
B. Freedom House. The Freedom House Ambulance Service was established in the late 1960s in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Before Freedom House, the majority of people being taken to hospitals were transported by the police or funeral homes, and they concentrated more on speedy transport than on providing care on the way. Freedom House was the first American ambulance service to have paramedics, highly trained professionals who provided treatment that could make the difference between life and death. Freedom House began in a black neighborhood with high unemployment rates. Its black paramedics were local residents who received education and training from doctors who wanted to improve the health of the community. Although they sometimes encountered hostility from white patients who did not want to be treated by non-white paramedics, they saved many lives and became role models. The Freedom House Ambulance Service ended in the mid-70s, but it inspired many cities to start their own paramedic programs.
Questions. Number 15. How was the Freedom House Ambulance Service different from other hospital transportation services? Number 16. What problem did the Freedom House paramedics face? C. Singer sewing machines. The Singer sewing machine was one of the 19th century's most significant innovations. While sewing machines existed already, they could only produce straight lines, and the number of stitches they could sew at one time was limited. However, the American inventor Isaac Singer designed a machine capable of operating continuously, and which could also sew curved lines, permitting users to do a greater variety of tasks than other sewing machines did. Singer's machines often cost several months' salary, though many women were enthusiastic about a machine that meant they would not have to sew by hand. Many men were reluctant to purchase the machines. This was because prejudices of the time made them believe the new inventions were too complicated for women to operate. Therefore, Singer hired women to demonstrate them in public. Along with special payment plans that let people pay a little at a time, these demonstrations made the machines hugely popular.
Questions. Number 17. What was one advantage the Singer sewing machine had over other models? Number 18. What problem did Isaac Singer have?
D. A soldier's life. In World War I, over 1 million Indian soldiers fought as part of the British Indian Army. One such soldier was Khudadad Khan, a Muslim born in what is now Pakistan. Khan was sent with his fellow soldiers to fight in Belgium. While he was there, the Germans attacked. Khan's comrades were eventually killed, but Khan kept firing despite being injured. His bravery helped prevent the Germans from succeeding and gave Britain enough time to send extra troops. Khan was sent to a hospital in Britain to recover. The king visited him there, and Khan received the Victoria Cross, an award for outstanding bravery. During the war, other British Indian Army soldiers were also awarded the Victoria Cross. Some people say their stories and those of many British Indian Army soldiers who died in battle have been forgotten. They believe it is time for those stories to be remembered.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing the speaker tells us about the British Indian Army? Number 20. According to the speaker, what do some people believe?
E. Catherine Wright. American aviation pioneers Wilbur and Orville Wright are famous around the world. Perhaps less well known is the role their sister, Catherine, played in their success. The siblings' mother died when Catherine was a teenager, so she had to take over the household responsibilities. Despite this, Catherine continued her studies and even graduated from college, a rare achievement for a woman in the 19th century. As a supporter of women's rights, she would later join an organization that campaigned to secure the vote for women. After graduation, Catherine took a teaching job, but she kept running the Wright family's affairs. This enabled her brothers to focus on their business activities. After Orville was severely hurt in a test flight, however, she left her job to look after him. Over time, she played an increasingly important role in managing the brothers' records and correspondence. And she even traveled abroad to promote their aviation projects.
Questions. Number 21. What does the speaker say about Catherine Wright as a teenager? Number 22. Why did Catherine stop teaching? F. Horse chestnut trees. Horse chestnut trees are common in the United Kingdom, both in parks and in natural areas. In recent years, however, they have been threatened by a disease known as bleeding canker, This damages the bark of the trees and interferes with the transport of nutrients from the roots to the branches. Scientists initially believed the disease was due to a fungus, but recent studies revealed that it was caused by bacterial infection. Thousands of horse chestnut trees across the country have been infected, many of which are expected to die. In an attempt to control the disease, large numbers of trees have been cut down in infected areas. However, some experts believe this could be counterproductive, since it also destroys trees that have recovered from the disease or have natural resistance to it. This prevents scientists from studying these trees in order to find ways to protect all horse chestnut trees.
Questions. Number 23. What does the speaker say about bleeding canker? Number 24. What do some experts believe about bleeding canker?